Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk yes. Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. It's a Thursday night. It's a beautiful night here in South Florida, and I am very, very excited. We've got a fantastic musician, and just, man, I really, really dig this band a lot, and they're from Florida as well, although I'm on the east side of Florida. They're on the west side. But let me introduce you guys to Mr. Rick Green of the fantastic band New Machine. How are you, Rick?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I'm doing well. Sorry about a little bit of the late start there. We was having a little bit of technical stuff, but we got it figured out. We got it figured out.
We did, man.
Our listeners are used
cooking
to
with
it.
Grease.
That's right. That's right. No. Now, Rick, we were talking a little bit before the show and whatnot, and you were telling me that you grew up, you kind of cut your teeth coming up Sandusky area, northern Ohio there, and I, of course,
yeah.
am Metro Detroit. I'm telling you, any chance we got to go to Sandusky in that part of the world, you go. Because
yeah, that's for sure. Yep, that's
oh,
for sure.
Man.
I'm an Ohio guy, born and raised.
Nice, nice. I remember one summer I had to go down and work. My father got me a job in a factory down in Ashtabula, kind of past all that, up the when it starts curving up. You know what I mean?
Yep. Hey, and I know right where you're talking about.
Crazy. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Long time ago. Well, that's cool. So then you made your Let me ask you this: growing up, were you always the music guy? I mean, did you know? Was there a moment that you said, "Well, rock star drummer, that's what I need to do, that's what I need to be"? How did all this come about?
Yeah, I started at a very early age, and you know, I wanted to do it, you know, just 5 or 6, 7, 8, and then as I got up a little bit older, my parents kind of went, wait a minute, this keeps him in the bedroom behind the drum set and out of trouble. So then they started pushing for me to do it, you know.
Nice.
So it was a win-win. And, you know, I was kind of like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I moved into a new neighborhood, and I hear a bunch of people outside my window, and there was probably about 10 or 12 girls out there while I was, you know, jamming
nice.
Prince or something, you know. So I'm like, wait a minute. I you know, maybe I'm onto something. So, but now I've been doing it ever since, and I've been very fortunate with people that I've had around me and, you know, seizing opportunities, right place at the right time. And wrong place
right.
at the wrong time sometimes, and I still do it, you know. So that's how I ended up in Bullet Boy for several years, and you know that
right.
was my biggest you know, claim to fame, where I really enjoyed what I was doing, and I got to move on and play with Keel after that, and you know I got to do some Bang Tango shows. I actually was out on Faster Pussycat, Bullet Boys, and
nice.
Bang Tango tour. And I was playing in Bang Tango and Bullet on the whole tour. So, lots of work, but lots of fun.
That's
and I just
cool.
never
That's...
stopped.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I always ask my musician friends. No, I'm not. I was never a musician. I just didn't. I wish I was. I just never had that talent. But all of my friends growing up were all musicians, because they, you know, through the best parties. And like you said, always had girls hanging around and stuff.
Oh, right.
I was there. Yeah. And they were the cool kids, you know. But I always ask my musician friends, first concert you saw?
First concert I saw. Man,
yeah,
I'm going to date
like...
myself.
Okay.
The first one that I ever saw, my brothers took me to Bob Seger, believe it or not, at Richfield Coliseum.
Nice.
Nice. That was the first one. And, you know, many came after that, but I can say that was my first one. So that's my first memory you know, of my first concert was Bob Seger, but it was very loud and very awesome. And you being from, you know, near Ohio, I don't know if you've ever been to Richfield Coliseum or not. It's no longer there, of course, now, but that was the place back then. And gosh, you know, you're talking, I was 9 or 10 years old, you know. So
Right.
That was
mine
the first
was,
one, though. No big rock and roll story, you know. It was Bob Seger, but that, you know, that was pretty good for me.
Oh yeah, Bob Seger kicks ass, man. Are you kidding me? That was you have to like him, you know. If you're from Michigan, that's just
a
given.
Yeah, killer, man.
You know, it's like being Canadian and not digging Rush. You can't. They'll take
there
your
you
citizenship.
Right,
for that,
right.
You know.
There you go.
You know. My first concert was. Loverboy and Dokken had opened up for him. Like Breaking the Chains era. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I saw that one. I saw that one. That wasn't my first one, but yeah, I saw that one. I was a big Dokken fan back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm
with Carlos with that in the video. I thought it was the coolest thing as a kid. He started doing. He had to break the chains. He was in some kind of dungeon, and he had a little chains on his guitar for guitar strings. And I thought that was the coolest thing. You know?
Yeah, I remember all that stuff.
You know, it was back in the day, and it's funny because you have younger kids today. They're like, oh, you know, the 80s were just constantly cool. And I said, well, there was some cool stuff happening, but, man, you had to sit through a lot of Lionel Richie videos on MTV before, you know, Iron Maiden came on. You know, I mean, there was a lot of
You did, man. I've been very fortunate. This is something that just throws everybody. I tell you, you mentioned that. I've been very fortunate in the 80s thing to get to touch bases with, like I said, Bullet Boys and Keel and Bang Tango and stuff like that. But I tell you, you know, I started playing at an early age where I was playing, you know, my 1950 Ludwig, you know, champagne kit in my bedroom. And believe it or not, I went through, when I first started playing, I went through the Led Zeppelin area and the Sticks and all that stuff. And
Absolutely.
Then, you know, then came along Duran Duran and Flock of Seagulls and, you know, I went through the whole Michael Jackson phase. And then I never really considered myself, even though I like the 80s, don't get me wrong, but I never really considered myself that 80s hair metal type of of kid or type of guy. And then later on, you know, years down the road, you know, as I mentioned now already, you know, Bullet Boys and Keel and that stuff just kind of became, that was the end of when I started playing, because I went through the 70s and the retro 80s phase. And and I don't know what this, if it was just that time, you know, when I hit 17, 18, that's what was happening. But, you know, I just ended up being able to cut my teeth in the music business on the hair 80s. Even though maybe I wasn't really into it a lot then, you know, like right now, you know, if you my playlist and stuff is more of the retro 80s more than it is the hair metal. Not that I dislike the hair metal, because I love it, but just for some reason, you know, that just that, and I became very good at it. I'm very good at that, you know, genre or era. So,
well, it's,
you know, I just kind of hone my skills on that.
And people ask me all the time, they're like, oh, you know, all this 80, you know, how do you know all this Duran Duran stuff? And I'm like, let me tell you, every girl I knew when I was in ninth grade was into Duran Duran. You know, that's what was playing on the record player when they were over.
Absolutely right.
I didn't have no points to make.
Yeah, in 2007, I got lucky enough, being in the Ohio area, I ran into Tipton, which is the original guitar player for Sly Fox. So I got to meet Sly Fox in a hot minute and go out and tour with, like, Tommy Two Tone and that kind of stuff, too.
Nice.
That was right in the middle of my Bullet Boys career. I, I had a hodgepodge where Bullet Boys wasn't doing anything, so I went and did that. So that was my – that fulfilled my 80s, you know, my 80s era, you know, stuff.
Right.
I was doing some Sly Fox stuff, so it was fun.
And Sly Fox. I'm telling you, the first real date I ever had, I remember – I'll never forget it. I have a Sly Fox story. I took this gal to see the movie Pretty in Pink, like at an actual theater, and the movie broke halfway through, so they kicked everybody out. We only got to see half the movie, and we walked back to our house because we had like a basement den thing, and so we were hanging out in the den watching music videos, and that Sly Fox, the Living in the Big Apple, I forget the name of the song.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the video.
Yeah, Sly Fox, Let's Go All the Way.
Let's Go All the Way. That's it. And in the video, there's like a strobe light effect. And we had all the lights off and we're just wanting – the TV was just on the strobe light thing. And I was too young. I hadn't been to a nightclub before. I'd never seen that effect really, except in television shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And here it was happening in my basement with this girl,
yep,
Missy.
Yeah,
and
it was,
man, it was a moment that burned into my brain.
Yeah.
Huh?
I got to play that band in 2006, 2007, I believe, because Bullet Boys was on tour with – it was us, Cinderella, and Poison. And it was great because our very first show we played at Germain Arena, which was, you know, Columbus also kind of – that whole hotspot was kind of my hometown, you know. And
right.
But yeah, so I got to do Sly Fox and Cinderella and Poison tour with Bullet Boys all kind of in the same 6 month time period. So.
Wow. Well, and a lot of people don't realize.
I had some fun back then, man.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was fun.
I remember though. Dristan was my friend. Anyhow, on. No, but a lot of people don't. Exactly. A lot of people don't realize working professional musicians. You may be in a band and whatnot, but there downtime happens, and you know, while records are, there's a lot too that goes on than just playing and touring and flying around with models and jets and stuff. And so a lot of musicians will be, and especially drummers. Because they're kind of hard to find, good drummer, you know. They'll be in. They'll do.
They'll
work
with a player or singer. Everybody wants to be a singer or play guitar. You know, that's why.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's a lot of work, man, doing those drums.
Yeah.
Well, that's a physical activity.
It's a lot of work, brother. Believe me, it's a lot of work.
Oh, you see the guys, and they're just like, you know, sweat pouring off of them and whatnot, and you're like, oh man, those guys are.
Oh yeah, man! You get a good you run a good in a 45-50 minute show with us, but we're kind of high energy, you know, more of a show. But yeah, I probably get about a 2 or 3 mile run workout in a 45-minute set. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
and that's why you never see like real big out of shape. Just, you know, big slot, you know, guys that look like me doing drums because we couldn't do it. We would fall over, you know, it would look like a fish out of water. It
would work. 137. So I'm a little guy.
I hear you. Little and fast. There you go.
Little and fast. A lot of stamina, Not very strong, but a lot of stamina.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Oh, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup,
incense and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year!
We talked a little bit before the show about you guys, your first album with New Machine. Came out last year. That was Karma, and then you guys had a bit of a lineup change and whatnot for this one. How did you meet the guys? Did you do open auditions? Did you just know people from the scene? How did the current lineup of New Machine happen?
The current lineup. Well, okay, yeah. I tell you, Lorenzo Del Vecchio, which is our rhythm guitar player, he was in the other version of New Machine with me, and also he's been with me for about 5 or 6 years. In another band called Modern Superstar. He used to work years ago for Bullet Boys. Him and I not in a band together, but not, you know, now we're talking 15 years ago. So him and I have, a pretty good, relationship, you know, friendship status.
Nice.
We bounce a lot of stuff off each other. Now I can tell you, Ashton Blake, which is, the singer in the new lineup and on the record entitled Full Circle, he's somebody Lorenzo and I have known for quite some time. He's also been in a band called Modern Superstar with me, so we spent some time in a band writing, recording, lots of 100 shows under our belts. When we were looking for somebody, he was the important
who
call
came to
that
mind.
We made. Yeah, we knew we wanted him, and we tried to get him before our previous singer in New Machine, but he was doing his own thing, and you know he didn't know where
we had to wear
to
him
go.
Down a little bit.
Yeah, and it's like okay, this is probably not going to be for us in his headspace right now. So we passed and. So he's the new guy now. AD is our bass player. He comes from a Lou Gramm band of Foreigner,
nice.
Of course.
Yeah,
so that's what he does. That's what he does in his other half of his free time besides New Machine. So, he's out touring with Lou, and I met him in Bullet Boys days. He happened to hit me up on Facebook and said, hey, I'm going to have some free time coming up. I've wanted to be in a band with you for quite some time. What do you think about it? This was about 6 or 7 months ago. We brought him to Florida. We got in a room together, and, you know, here we are later on.
Right.
Our lead guy is Steve Cummings, been a buddy of ours for quite some time, and a great guitar player. And, always said, hey, man, if the right time ever comes up, we're going to put something together. He went out with this song Karma and kind of we were having problems with some members. So he went out to tour manage. But it was always said that if one of these guys fall off the boat or the bus, you're the guy. So
right.
He went out to save the day as in case. And, you know, now that we put this thing together on new ground, and he was our first choice. So
nice.
That completes the band to this day.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. I liked Karma a lot. It's a great album. But the new stuff, you know, and let's play it and give people a taste. Now we've got a couple tracks, sure. We're going to play here. We've got Full Circle and Had Enough of Me. What do you think we should hit people with first, Rick?
You know what? Let's hit them with Full Circle. That kind of maybe sets the tone, and that is the title track. The record's called Full Circle, of course. So let's see what everybody thinks about that one. And then the next one coming up is a little bit heavier. But Full Circle is going to represent the album pretty good as a whole, I believe.
Awesome. Well, here it is, folks. This is New Machine. This is new stuff. Full Circle. Check it out. We'll play it, and then we'll talk about it. Here it is. And we're back, folks. That was New Machine, brand new, Full Circle, title track of the new album, which is coming out in about a week, right, Rick?
Yeah, I think, that's going to be coming out. We've got two singles that is going to be coming out in about a week, and then I think we're looking at early summer for the whole entire release. But yeah,
nice.
You'll start hearing a couple. We'll have some on drop cards. You'll be able to go to High Vol Music and get it. We'll have some drop cards ourselves. So there'll be plenty of places to get the couple songs. So,
Fantastic, fantastic. And, you know, you can get those people at shows. Go to shows. That's the people always ask me, Rick. It's funny. They're like, where's the best place to get music, you know, from your guests and whatnot? I'm like, well, if you can, at a show, trust me, there's always a merch table. I've never been to a show where there wasn't. You know?
Yeah, right. No, there is, and that is that's the best place. We'll have other avenues, but, yeah, I encourage everybody to come and buy anything at our shows, and, you know, we'll sign anything. And if you have any questions, you know, we'll feel free to make the time to explain anything to you. And if you're too busy for that, you'll be able to get it online and still get some signed copies and all that too. But I would love to hand a disc straight to you people. And, and you know, that's the way that we like to roll. That's the best way to go. So,
absolutely. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, you never know. In a couple of years, 3 or 4 years, you might be hard up in Vegas, and you can always swing by the pawn shop there and sell it to Chum Lee and the boys. Rick, I have been, you know, I've been to one or two pawn shops in my life. Maybe it's just the stuff I bring in there. I've never had a pawn shop call an expert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You're going to the wrong place, man. It's
got to
be you.
It's got to be. Hold on, Jamie. Let me call in my VHS VCR expert here, and we'll see what this is worth. No.
Yeah, right.
When I was in college, I had a TV. That TV must have been, I mean, that, because the weekend would come on, I'd get paid every other week. So every other week, I'd be at the pawn shop with that TV, so I'd have going out money. That weekend, that TV must have been in and out of that pawn shop. Oh, yeah, a million times.
It's so weird how our life seems so much the same.
I'm telling you, it's the artist struggle. Oh, man. Well, tell us a little bit about the new record. You guys have been working on this, and like I said, looking at summer release and whatnot. Let me ask you this. What about how is the time length from like conception? You're like, okay, I got an idea for an album and whatnot, and to like, you know, it's in the can, it's ready to go. Is that a long process, or does it vary with each record?
You know what? It has. I've did it in the past. It's been very short. I've did it in the past. It's been a very long process. This one, not so much. It hasn't really all been that long. We've been, you know, we're probably looking at 7 or 8 months, I guess. But it's done and in the can. And, you know, the process has slowed us down a little bit. Not too much. But, you know, Steve is in Tennessee. Lorenzo and I are Florida, of course. Ashton is Kentucky. And AD is in Rochester.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Kind of what we have to do is, you know, we write songs not together, and Steve will write an idea, and he'll send it to me, and we'll bounce it around, and we'll kind of write our parts to it and go, song one, semi-done. We'll do that with two and three and four and five, and then what we do is we go, okay, we got 5 or 6 songs, working ideas. Now let's fly everybody into Florida. Luckily, we got, I even forgot a musician earlier. We have Bo Davis that does all of our B3 stuff. He owns the studio.
Nice.
Luckily, it's about a mile from my house. So we literally fly into Florida, and we you can go back and check some of the Go Live stuff on Facebook if you don't believe me. We'll literally get in at 9 o'clock in the morning and do about 14 to 15 hour days, sleep in the studio, go to sleep about 3 a.m., wake up about 7 a.m., 8 a.m., have breakfast, start recording again. Because what we have to do is when the guys are only here for 5 or 6 days, we have to
try to get
as many hours in there as we can. Yeah. So they'll go home. We'll record while we're here. And then do some more writing and then go, okay, you guys are going to be back in 2 weeks. These are the next 5 songs that's up. So considering that we put the band together, we had a different singer And we recorded two songs with him because we got picked up to do a show called I Don't Believe in Ghosts and a Paranormal Me, which was a paranormal activity show. So we got two songs to go in right off, even before we had the songs written, we had that opportunity. And then it just wasn't working out, so it became apparent that, you know, we were going to have to replace the singer and income Ashton. And he was just a godsend on, you know, the lyric. And to tell you, too, about the album, is that the album it's a bit of a concept album, you know, kind of about everybody's everyday struggles and struggles with religion and other things. So the album, the order that the album is going to come in is kind of the story to where the songs and stuff will kind of match up lyrically. And that was just something that Ashton came up with that we didn't even realize until after the album was kind of done. Hey guys, you know what the album's kind of about, right? And we're like, no. And here it was, you know. So, Yeah. So it's a little bit of a thought process went into it, which I really, really liked. And but so the process wasn't that long. Considering this, brother, outside of a year, I put the band together. We recorded 10 songs.
An album.
2 songs for a movie soundtrack. And we did shows. And here I am talking to you. It's all been not quite a year. So,
wow.
I know that seems like a long time, but it's really not.
No, it doesn't, because we have a lot of bands that are starting out that listen to the show and whatnot. And the lesson to learn from this, kids, is you gotta hustle. You gotta get that ball down the court. You gotta work.
Absolutely.
Every day, and you gotta love it.
Absolutely.
You gotta love 100%. It, even when you hate it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
You're right. No matter what you're doing, you know, I've talked to a lot of successful professional people in my life, and that's the key right there. Everybody works, you know.
If you want it to be successful and go quick, you know, and that's kind of how we do, you know. I can let these guys take over, you know, or if I see somebody not pulling the weight, but it's like, you know, remember this. At the end of this,
right.
if you're not going to put the time and the effort into it, at the end of this, you absolutely have no say-so. It's going to come out with the way that it is. And the other four or five of us that collaborated on it is going to get the buck at the end of the day. And you're just going to have to deal with it, you know. So dig in. I know it seems like everybody's doing something, and I know you may be busy today, but just dig into it, you know. And I got people, like I said, we're coming here and we're staying in the studio and we're sleeping on cots in the studio. And I mean, just dig in the trenches, you know, to make it work.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we got another track to play. Now, this is, again, folks, brand new. Had Enough of Me. I don't even think this has been out. I don't think people have heard this. They might have.
Neither.
I
tell you what, this one has never been out. They played Full Circle on another interview that I did, kind of after the fact, and it was unmixed and unmastered. It was just as we had it. So these are the ones that's coming out on the CD, and yeah, this one's entitled "Had Enough of Me." Little heavier, but we got a couple of these on the album, so hopefully you guys will enjoy this as well. We try to do something, you know, for everybody on the album. So I believe we've conquered that.
Very cool. Well, here it is, folks. This is New Machine. Had Enough of Me. Check it out. To that drum in that track, that was Had Enough of Me, New Machine, new, fantastic. I tell you, you guys better keep that drummer on. He knows what he's doing there.
Yeah, right. Please do.
Exactly.
Please do. I need to keep a gig.
That's got it. Got to keep these lights on, ladies and gentlemen. that's cool. I know the feeling. I know the feeling, man. Well, very cool, man. Very cool. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. It's, man, it just sounds kick-ass, you know? Real good
stuff.
Yeah,
we'll make sure that we keep you posted on it. We'll make sure that Bill gets you some tracks as they get done.
Absolutely. That's so cool. I appreciate that. And, folks, I want to let you know, there is a if you're listening to the show now on our show page, or however you're listening to it, if it's you're listening to the podcast in the future, this link travels with it. So there's always the link here for newmachineband.com, and that's New Machine's website. And it's very cool when you get over there. You see pictures, you know, all kinds of stuff. And you can also, there's links to all of New Machine's social media. And I suggest, it's very important. People in the business that are not in the business don't, I don't know if they really realize this. When bands, at whatever level they are, when they're booking tours and stuff like that, one of the things they ask, how many likes on Instagram, or how many followers, or whatever, all that stuff, the way the music business now is, that all comes into play. So it's very important to, if you dig a band, like their page and, you know, hit the share, because chances are your friends are going to dig it too. And that helps out, man. That helps out. What do you think about the whole social? Now, let me ask you, Rick, because you've been around and you've been through it. What do you think about the current permeation of the music business?
Well, you know, it's so much different. It's so much A to B. It used to be grassroots and, you know, writing mm-hmm. good records and getting into the right hands and going out and touring it and playing and, you know, like as you said, you know, come and see us and buy a CD and kind of doing it that way and running your numbers up. And now it's kind of changed. You know, if you're a really good live band, really good, and that's your forte, if without having this digital realm mm-hmm. and the people on your side digitally, you kind of don't get to go out and show that part of it anymore. You know, so you kind of have to win over the digital world, as you said. When you start booking in Ohio and you start booking people want to see us in Illinois, they'll go, you know, these club owners or promoters will go onto our social media and not only check your likes out, but they'll see demographically where your largest following is. And they're going to go, mm-hmm. well, you know, their following is in Florida. That's where they're from. You know, I don't, you know, what's to say that they're going to bring 500 people into a gig on Illinois on a Wednesday.
Right.
So a lot of it
500 is people that buy drinks.
Right.
Right.
A lot of it is anymore is pack your money and be able to go out and be self-sufficient your first couple times around and build your fan base. And the word of mouth helps us do that. You know, if we're going to be in Georgia, you know, we need that word of mouth and the social media and stuff. And like you said, the shares and all that.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, T POSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Stuff. We have a thing floating around. We're going to try to go out. We're going to shoot a video in May and June, but we're going to try to go out and push the release.
Nice.
June and July. So we've kind of already got a poster floating around to club owners and stuff. Hey, taking offers. And it's so important to the shares. And, you know, I can post a picture of me, and this isn't anything negative, but I can post a picture of me today, and I'll have 1,000 hits and 200 shares on it by tomorrow. Okay.
I posted
though our interview that you and I were doing probably 5 or 10 times. And I just posted it again today, and I can post a picture and I've got 100 likes. I can post, hey, I'm doing an interview, and I'll get 3 shares, you know, I'm in the music business. You know, I push my band. My page is for my band. And it just seems they want to find out what's going on. Not that I don't love my supporters. Yeah, I get sick. I got 1,000 people that come to my rescue and stuff. And I really do.
Right.
I just want to, you know, just you and I were talking about it, you know, and it's just if it seems unimportant, nobody wants to grab a hold of it, you know, but it is super, super important for not only my band, but for all of our bands to have social media and friends and stuff behind us. Like I always say, people probably get tired of it every interview that I do. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm a musician. I'm in the music business. If you don't like my CD or my band CD, go buy somebody else's that you do like. You know, support somebody.
Absolutely.
Because of the strength in numbers, and that's what keeps us going, you know?
Oh, it is. It's so true. I hear it too. I'll be at a party or something, and somebody will say to, you know, they're like, oh, you know, you deal with all those musicians and all that. He goes, you know, there hasn't been any good music since, you know, 1982. And I'm like, I get it, man. That was the first time you kissed a girl or whatever. And, you know, you have a special memory. And I said, but I listen to good music. That's all I listen to every damn day, you know, and I'm talking to people and there's fantastic new music out that's, you know, blow
there
you
really
away.
Is.
And even from like the technological side of it, you know, it's, there's a lot of tools that people didn't have back in the day. Imagine what Beethoven could do today, you know, what Pro Tools blow you away.
Oh my God.
But, but the thing is you got to support, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get out there, go to shows, get behind them on social media and whatnot, because that all helps. And that all, and even if you're broke as a joke, man, that's fine. Hey, we've all been there, you know. Hit that share button.
Yeah.
Maybe some of your friends aren't.
Absolutely.
You know. Very, very cool. Very cool. Hey, before I'm looking at the time, and the hour's getting away from us, but I do want to give a big big shout out to the fine folks over at High Vol Music. We've got a link to them up as well. And the very fine folks from Allison and the gang over at MBM Music LLC, we have a link to them as well. If you need, if you're doing something creative and you need some help on the PR side of things, these are good folks to have in your corner. I don't know how that business works that well. I know it works well, but I don't know how to go about it, all the details of it.
All I'm saying is, you know, wash their car, pick up their laundry, whatever you got to do, man, be friends with them, get them on your side. It's very important. It probably involves writing a check, I would imagine. But hey, do it. If you don't have a scratch, throw a party, charge everybody $10 to get in. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Done that before.
Once again, man, great minds think alike.
Exactly. Make it happen. Make it happen. That's the important thing. Well, so you, Rick, what do you got? What do you got planned? And in the meeting, you guys going to do some? Well, it's all this is all recorded, and it's just all the mastering and all that kind of stuff's happening right now, right? All
yeah,
the business stuff.
Yep, it's all mixed. It's just being mastered, which will be done by this weekend, and then we have two songs coming up on the drop cards that High Vol and Bill is putting out for us. We do, you know, we're booking some shows. We're going to try to do our best at shooting the single and releasing the single as a video instead of only a track. So we're going to work very hard on that. Probably coming up in May.
Cool.
And then I know we're touring June and July for the release of the record. And then I know we got a very big something pretty big, I'm told, coming up in August for us. We'll probably be out on the road with Every Mother's Nightmare at some point here, which is our label mates. We did shows with them in the past, in the recent past, in the, you know, past, and we're really great buddies with those guys, and so glad to have them on our label.
Fantastic.
Billy Morris is on our label. Hopefully we'll do some shows with him. I grew up with Billy. He's another Ohio boy. We used to play together all the time. So it's so great to have him on. But for us, yeah, we're going to get this record out. We'll get it out in stores, get it out to the masses, and start touring immediately.
Wow,
so,
very, very cool. Yeah, I just had Rick Rule on the show a couple days ago.
Yesterday,
he's
right?
Crazy. Yeah. Well, day before yesterday.
Yeah,
on Tuesday. Yeah. He's crazy. He is so funny, man. He cracks me. I was just dying laughing.
Yes,
and very
charming. He's got.
I'm telling you. It was crazy. Well, very good. Well, I'm so glad to have met you, Rick. And, you know, a beautiful friendship is starting here. Very, very
absolutely,
cool.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I can't – absolutely, you know, anytime, man. It's been a real pleasure. And I can't wait to hear more. So keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, you know.
You got it, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Awesome. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Of course, this episode will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up on iTunes. So if you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes for free there on their podcast page, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and, you know, our advertisers really dig that. So it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. Fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing, everybody. Tonight's Thursday, so what that means is I am off for the weekend. I will be back Monday. We're starting Monday off. We've got the director of the brand new film, Love, Fear, and Agoraphobia. Very, very funny romantic comedy that's coming out. And then the next night, we have the star of the new movie, Who's Jenna? Very, very cool. And then we got a few bands after that, too, next week. So a lot going on the show. Oh, and I want to thank all of our new listeners. I was looking at the numbers the other day, and we're getting a ton of listeners in Brazil. Who knew?
Nice.
Yeah, you know. That's cool. So hello, Brazil. Thanks for listening. Very, very cool. Awesome. We will be back first week. Have a good weekend, everybody. And, if you are local here, Danny, you guys, if you're listening to the show, my better half, will be in one of her cosplay outfits at the Hatsumu, I think I'm saying that right, at the Murakami Japanese Garden. They have a big Japanese festival thing at the Murakami Japanese Gardens here on the east side of Florida, up in Delray. Very, very cool. Say hi. She's very easy to spot. She's 6'1". I'm just saying, at a festival of Japanese people, the 6'1 girls, pretty easy to spot. That's all I'm. Anyhow, have a great weekend, everybody. I know. I'm going to get emails. I know it. Try to be funny and look what happened. Thanks so much, Rick. You rock. You're fantastic. I can't wait to talk more.
You're welcome. Awesome, brother.
Good
Let
night.
Me know anytime.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya. Peace.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.